You're listening to Josh Cohen and the home team. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
It is the home team for the ride home, and we are live on ESPN 106.3. We remain live worldwide on the ESPN app and on any smart speaker. Any home smart speaker device, whatever you got, just tell it. Play ESPN West Palm. Today also the show broadcasts live on our YouTube channel, ESPN West Palm Play, so you can watch us with yellowish poor lighting. And well, C-Cat, your image looks good. Let's take a shot of just C-Cat, solo shot. Yeah, it looks good.
You can't really see his face.
No, perfect. That's right. Perfect. Exactly the way we want it.
He looks like the nephew of the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
With his hat pulled down like that. Oh, he's going to turn it around now, like LaVica. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stop it.
That's good. That's hot. Yeah.
That's hot.
The oldest 25-year-old in history, Christian Cat. We're moving to the cocktail hour. It is a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer, made from scratch favorites. It's Twin Peaks. Dean, what did Frank Sinatra say about the JC and the home team cocktail hour?
It's the cocktail hour. John Anik's wife is coming up to slap C-Cat.
What? It's the cocktail hour.
Slap Tina.
For me,
No.
In case you're wondering what Dean's talking about, UFC play-by-play man John Anik, his brother, Jason Anik, who's also a media personality in the space of MMA. They came up here. We were talking over the last couple of years about when they want to come in, when they want to join us. Both listeners, fans of the show. And we're fans of theirs, and that became friends. And so we worked it out for them to come in on a day that you would be here, since you know these guys as well. And so they did. And apparently John left a custom hoodie that a fan of his had made for him. Tina found it and claimed it as her own.
I did not find it.
She said, finders, keepers,
Someone
losers.
Someone told me about it.
You said, finders, keepers, losers, sweepers.
I did say that.
Right. And you got super excited. And so then we said, let me text John and see what he wants to do. He says, tell Tina, hold on to it, please. I got to get that back. It was a gift. We talked about it on the air, and now Dean pointed out that Anik's wife wanted to come up here and slap Tina for being disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
She's
going to
slap C-Cat.
You did say you could whoop her.
I didn't say that at all.
Dean, I don't know.
I would never.
She implied it.
But wait a minute.
I implied it.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's not leave John Anik off the hook here.
So I'm just checking out the camera right here. How's that?
Listen, John Anik is not off the hook here. I mean, if this was that special to him, how did he leave it here?
Why did he take it off?
Because it's cold in his room.
Because he's very animated. He got very excited. Got very excitable. I love that our cameras are like fisheye cameras. Because then when you get all up on it, it looks like you're in a Missy Misdemeanor Elliott video from 2001. I can't stand the rain.
Busta Rhymes.
How'd I do it right there?
You said, do it again. Yeah.
Little fisheye?
Yeah.
All right, good. Or it looks like... if you get all up on this camera, it looks like you're looking through the peephole of your hotel room.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
If you want to get on the joke, make sure you watch it on YouTube. On the radio, you know what he's doing right now. It's hilarious on YouTube.
That's why I just told everybody to go to the YouTube channel for ESPN West Palm Play. Why do you think I prefaced this whole shtick with telling people about the smart speaker, the app, but also on the TV side? That's why.
I'm reiterating.
I appreciate your assist. Thank you very much. It is the cocktail hour on a Twin Peaks Tuesday. So the cocktail hour is presented by Twin Peaks. This Saturday night, watch Dean Thomas on TV without paying.
Yeah, that's right.
Not on Stream East like we always do. Go to Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer, made-from-scratch favorites, happy hour 5 days a week, always new cocktail concoctions and new concepts. Whiskeys and bourbons, tequila beverages, 29-degree beer. And you know that because there's a red digital thermometer, and it shows you the temperature of the beer. 29 degrees. Never a cover for any fights. Not the big boxing events, not the big MMA events, and certainly not the UFC events. Twin Peaks is your official UFC fight headquarters. It means you can watch all the fights, including the pay-per-view cards like this weekend with Volkanovski, and never pay a cover. Pembroke Pines, Davie, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, and of course, right here, Palm Pacific Boulevard in West Palm Beach. It is the ultimate guys sports lodge. It is Twin Peaks. That's the UFC's King of All Media, Dean Thomas.
Hey!
She is the future combatant opponent of
Ms.
John Anik.
No.
And he would be Christian. Don't do that. Don't do
it. I should talk to Dana and see if we can't make that the main event for UFC 300.
No, thank you.
Oh.
I don't want that.
The way they're adding women's fights to the card, I don't want that at all. See, Kat, if I can't introduce you without you hitting your own applause, I'm just not going to introduce you.
Listen, I can't control when the people and when the people don't applaud. If they don't clap for you, Dean or Tina, then that's not on me.
Right. Let's just have a little competition.
Okay.
Put your hands up, please. Put your hands up.
Put the volume up and put your hands up.
All right. They're cheering for me. All right. How about now for you, Christian? Yeah, not so much. How about for Dean? Oh. How about for Tina? Oh,
what?
That's hurtful.
We got to add cricket sound.
I was about to say, we need some crickets, but the crickets won't even say nothing for you.
No.
The crickets are so quiet, they refuse to cricket for you. Into the cocktail hour we go. Which rumored sports media couple just got shut down as a friend zone? Have you been friend zoned, Dean Thomas?
Man, my whole life has been consistent of being friend zoned.
Publicly? Or was it just a case of her telling you in private, like, we should be friends? Or, you know, you're like a brother to me.
Just more like that, really. Like, I don't know if I've ever
so you
been.
You never had the public one.
Actually, you know who be trying to publicly friend zone
me? Karen
Bryant. Karen Bryant be trying to public. And I'm like, yo, what? You don't need, trust me, you don't need to friend zone me.
I told you that. Because she'll come on TV. It's, you know, it's UFC Live on ESPN2. Karen Bryant alongside Michael Chiesa and everybody's big brother, Dean Thomas. And I'm like, you need to tell that woman. That when your crush on her was about the same time as Ice Ice Baby.
Exactly.
It's early 90s.
It's been like 30 years.
You're safe.
Yeah.
literally 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years.
Graduated high school 30 years ago this May.
Oh my God, I did.
Wow.
Do the math. 94. Class of 94, dog.
30 years. Oh my God.
But the point is, that's when your crush was.
Right.
This home team mystery is interesting because I'm not sure the mystery is solved. By the way, the home team mystery today is being presented by the Gardens Mall. No mystery is where you need to be. If you're shopping, if you're browsing, if you're dining, cocktailing, looking to maybe just get a little bit of indoor, walk, talk, sip, bite, browse, Gardens Mall is perfect for all that.
You said it all. There's everything at the Gardens Mall, and they have so many new stores and restaurants coming this year. Tap 42 should be opening up soon. And again, Nike just opened up in the Gardens Mall, and it is just so, like, techie, and it's a cool... Hey, Dean, you want to steal shoes from your son, you could just go buy some at the Gardens Mall at the new Nike store.
I thought you were going to tell you go steal them from the mall.
No, don't steal them. Don't steal them from the Gardens
That's
Mall.
That's not what this is about. It's about
they
the opposite.
They got everything there, like security, so you can't do that. But everything you need, all under one roof, off I-95 and PJ Boulevard. The Gardens Mall is the premier shopping destination in Palm Beach County.
Once upon a time, Dean Thomas.
Do not steal from the Gardens Mall.
No, I'm not going to steal.
I went to Lollapalooza. I want to say Lollapalooza 2, maybe Lollapalooza 3. And Ice-T was performing with his band Body Count. Remember Body Count?
Yeah, I remember Body Count.
And he said, our new CD is out. He said, you better buy it. He said, if you can't buy it, steal it. I don't give a bleep. And I was like, I bet the record executives on the side are like, yeah, just steal it. It's fine. Good idea, Tracy. Like, just steal it. Like, the artist in you is like, I just want y'all to hear it and enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The record company is like,
wait a minute.
Yeah. Let's not. How does Sam Goody feel about that?
Yeah, I don't think they like that
very much. Probably not so much. Media sports couple got shut down as a friend zone. I don't know what's going on here. What's up with this dude, Shams? He's the NBA insider. He's like the young version of Adrian Wojnarowski.
Pretty much. He's like the Mario and Luigi. They pretty much are the same thing.
He just gave a 30-year-old dated reference.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Make fun of me. Wario and Mario.
Yeah.
That's a 30-year-old reference.
That's pretty old.
So Shams cat, he's a big deal now, right?
Sure is.
And he works for The Athletic?
I think that's where he's affiliated, yeah.
Okay, great. Kay Adams, you guys know, she was on NFL Network, Good Morning Football, for years. Now she's over on FanDuel doing her Up and Adams show. So these two have been very kind of flirty. They've been very flirty on the air together, and there seems to be chemistry. So people were paying attention. Like, what's going on with these two? Kay Adams tweeted out at Hey Kay Adams. Somebody asked her a question about, I guess, being at Super Bowl, and she said, I was. Besties. Thanks, FanDuel, for letting us be a part of Super Bowl Sunday. And there's a picture of her and Shams with his head just behind her head, and he's holding up like a peace kind of sign, and she's doing a little duck face, kissy face. But she says, besties, as she shows he and she together. which caused people on Twitter to say, did Shams just get friend-zoned here? I guess you'd have to read the initial tweet to understand the exact context, which I don't have. But she says, besties. And then she tags him. She tags Runback FDTV. And then she has tagged her own show, Up and Adams Show. Is it necessary for her to put the besties on there? Was that necessary, Tina?
I don't think it was necessary, but maybe they're just best friends.
Maybe they really are.
I mean, is he really digging in on that? Like, if he's really trying to get in on that and she's going friends on him like that, that is foul.
They look like more than friends.
Right.
They seem to be more than friends. And maybe this is a calculated thing by their platform and their bosses to be like, ooh, there's a little bit of curiosity, you guys. There's a little bit of heat here. We're going to run with this. But with that said, she's like, besties. And, you know, I always would see on Instagram, the girl that's got the picture with, you know the girls that have boyfriends and fiancés and mm-hmm. they don't want anyone to know?
Right.
Yes. So they don't ever tag them. They don't ever share them. They yes. don't ever do it. We would have, you know, some of the times the Twin Peaks girls would come in.
Right.
And I would ask them. They'd say, oh, no, I don't put my boyfriend on my Instagram because then I won't get as many likes.
For sure. That's a real thing.
And I was like, is he cool with that? As long as he's cool with it, that's your situation. That's fine. But I see these women that post, they used to, on Instagram. And they would have, you know, like a dude with them. And they'd be real clear right off the top. Be like, my brother. Happy birthday, my brother. My yeah. big brother. My biological brother. That shares genetic coding with myself as being the offspring of my parents. We are brother and sister, sibling.
See, that's something that
hashtag sibling, hashtag my brother.
That's something that needs to be discussed. Right? Like, if you really are trying to get with a girl and she goes that length publicly, that's foul. You need to tell them privately.
So how does that conversation go then? How do you initiate that? If you're the guy who gets spurned because she goes, my best friend publicly, what is your
retort? Well, I
mean,
if she knows that he's trying to get in and like that's her way of telling him,
okay,
that's foul.
Right, you said it has to be discussed.
Yeah, like that should be just like she'd be like, hey, listen, you I know feel we're like only friends, right?
I feel like there's something going on here with these two. I feel like there is.
So what I think is, so I don't know if you've seen the movie with Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell, The Anyone But You. This movie caused so much hype because everyone thought they were dating, but Sydney Sweeney is engaged. Glenn Powell had this girlfriend at the time.
Know.
And then the girlfriend and him broke up. But everyone
How old is she, by the way?
Sydney Sweeney?
Yep.
I think she's around my age.
Okay.
Or even younger.
She played a high school girl in Euphoria.
Yes.
And clearly she was like, 20 or 21 at the time.
I think she's around my age, 26, maybe 27. Yeah. But they caused I haven't seen the movie yet, but you would think they were dating by all these videos that they're being released.
Chemistry.
And it makes you want to go see the movie and you're interested in them.
They got chemistry like Walter White.
So maybe mm-hmm. Kay and this guy.
Shams?
Yeah.
Shams and Kay, maybe they're just kind of being like, hey, if we are in, like people are assuming we're together again, like they're going to watch the show and now people are interested.
Or maybe the whole relationship thing is a giant Shams.
That's probably what it is.
Good job.
Thank you so much. I have friend zoned girls that did not appreciate it. That got mad. Like did not want to be friends. Did not want to. I'm trying to think of, there've probably been times that I got friend zoned. But not like publicly. Because if somebody were to tag me in a picture and go out of their way to point out that we're friends, we're just friends, that's my friend.
We're not friends.
I would be, we're not friends.
That's what I'm saying. That's foul, right? It's not happening for me.
It is foul. But I could see it happening to C-Cat when he was in college.
Yeah. Every day.
Nah,
your tutor probably did that to you, till you wore her down and made her date you.
7 years later.
He's the Barack Obama of Penn State.
Yep.
You know this, the backstory on C-Cat and his girlfriend. What happened? She was his tutor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he
trapped her.
Hold on. How old is she?
My age, 25.
But she was smarter than you?
Yeah, she's just smarter than
you. Yeah. Well.
In the same chemistry class. And she just was good at it. I was bad.
And he's like, we should work on our chemistry together.
Ooh.
And she was like, I'm going to throw up. But then he wore her down. You wore her down.
Eventually.
Yeah. Friend zoning someone should be maybe a subtle private
conversation.
That's
what I'm saying. Yes. It needs to be subtle, right? Yeah. It needs to be subtle and private.
But you see it on Instagram. Do you not? You see it where it's, me and my bestie capital letters. Or me, love him like a brother. Hey, ladies. And he's thinking like, yo, I've been working on this for 9 months.
See, that's why I ain't got no female friends like that.
I've seen the t-shirt for sale where it says, sorry, ladies, I'm already like a brother to someone else.
Oh, that's a good t-shirt. Yeah.
But I also think that people just assume, like, if you post a picture with a guy, like a female post a picture with a guy, like, oh, they're together. And it's like, no. And maybe the guy too is on the same page of like, we're just friends. So that's when it's okay to post like, oh, me and my bestie, whatever, because I don't want you to assume I'm with them. They don't want you to assume I'm with you. And like, let's just make things clear. But I do think it's rude to, if you are like trying to friend with someone, to publicly do that.
Right. It should be a private conversation.
Well, yes. I think it's rude to just put it out there anyway, to be like, oh, that's my bestie, because I don't want anybody to think that we're together. That's rude to me.
Right. Yeah, no, it is.
If someone's flat out saying this is my bestie, we're not together, like, yeah, that's rude.
Even if both parties are aware, like, again.
Why?
Both parties are aware that we are just friends. Like, I used to have plenty of female friends. Not as many now, because I have a girlfriend now, but I have always had plenty of my sisters, obviously no brothers. I always got along better with girls. Always had lots of female friends. Some of them thought maybe something was, but I didn't see it that way. Other times, there were women I was getting to know that I thought maybe there was, but they didn't see it that way. It goes both ways like that. But if you're on the same page and they feel the need on social media to be like a brother to me, it's like, why do you need to?
Yeah, that's
not. No one's done that to me, I'm saying, but I see it, and it makes you go, that's not necessary. And I would be pissed.
Yeah,
if a female friend of mine felt the need to explain to folks that he's like a brother to me, I'd be like, what are you ashamed? Like, what are you worried about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, if it's a real thing that they felt like that and they try and give you props, that's one thing. But if they just trying to explain to everybody that he's a brother to me, so like, trust me, guys, there's nothing going on between us.
Right.
That's foul.
And it's not that they're ashamed. It's that they want everyone to think they're available, or they are available. They want everybody to know they're available.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, the whole mentality of, oh, yeah, no, I don't post my fiance because it hurts my like count. And I'm like, that's fine, but can I get another side of blue cheese?
Yeah.
Follower count.
Yeah, right.
Some people really care about that public follower
figure.
And those likes.
It's like, it says, oh, Instagram, you're a public figure. Well, you're a public figure. And you have to be cautious of your likes and your follower count and all that. Can I get another side of blue cheese?
Yeah. Your public figure. Yeah, unless you got like, you know, 16 mil.
Take a listen to one of the most awkward examples of friend zoning I've ever heard. This is a young man and a young woman. They appear to be on a college campus. And there's a brother with a microphone and a camera, and he's asking them about the dynamic between the two of them. You're going to hear two voices, primarily hers and his. And when he asks, the reporter asks, like, are you guys together? The man says yes, and the girl says no. And then she goes out of her way to explain further. Take a listen.
You guys in a relationship?
Yeah. No.
Oh. Okay. Well,
you say yeah, you
we're
say talking, no.
We are not in a relationship. No.
Okay, I guess we're not.
I guess we're not.
Miscommunication here.
No. Perfect communication. He's actually just an acquaintance. I only recently met him 2 weeks ago.
It was love at first sight, but she's shy. She needs time to build into it. That's what I think.
No, I don't.
Why does the friend zone exist?
For losers who are meant to be there.
Hey, would you say he's in the friend zone?
Yes.
Yeah.
For that's the last time I'm hanging out. To be there?
Yeah.
That was really rude.
It was rude. And he said it was love at first sight. She just doesn't realize it yet. Ooh. So he's hoping to wear her down.
See,
he's kind of a goofy guy.
But that's like a C-cap move. I feel like C-cap
would be their friend to see if they can.
Yeah,
and then, by
the way, he didn't need help with chemistry. He didn't need any help.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He knew the answers.
He knew the answers to everything.
He was like, man, she ain't that smart, but I'm trying to get in this.
It's a new least favorite person. How dare she talk to him like that?
That's your new favorite person?
No,
my least
favorite. That's your new least favorite person?
I hate that girl. I hate that person.
Wow.
Why'd she say that?
Yeah, I don't like her either.
On camera, like in front of somebody else? That's insane.
Lie. It's okay.
I DM'd your girlfriend, asked her if she was dating anybody. She said, nah. Who's asking?
Who want to know?
Who's asking?
Yeah.
I'm with C-Cat on that.
I'm with you on that too, man. That was
really harsh.
Unnecessary.
That said a lot about her, like just in general, not their relationship. That said more about the person who said that.
Yes. It says a lot about her. It's exactly right. And I hate it. It is time now for story time, episode 2 on a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Today's edition is called Let's Make Tina Cry.
Oh.
The betting line is Tina cries minus 125. Tina does not cry or tear up. Plus 105. Dean Thomas, which way are you betting it?
I'm going not.
Plus 105?
Yeah.
$100 gets you 105 back on Hard Rock Bet?
Yeah.
See, Kat, how you betting this?
Well, when Tina finds out we have her mom on the phone, it might change.
Oh. Start the music, please. Once upon a time.
Yo, say that. That changes the odds up a little bit.
Once upon a time, there was a performer named Miranda Lambert who had a big hit song, The House That Built Me, about a little girl going back to the house of all of her memories and all of her time with her family and her dogs. Not the house she built, but the house that built her. You see what I'm saying? The good news is this song will not affect Tina's emotions because Tina does not like Miranda Lambert.
Oh, yeah.
You don't care for her.
She's not my favorite.
Your mom has made a special request of you.
Yes.
Your mom is like she's your best friend.
Yes.
You're the closest you could ever be.
Mm-hmm.
Could you ever imagine the hard times?
I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're just pulling my heartstrings
Tina,
here. Cry.
Tina, think about F45, your workout.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
Think about John Anik's wife pulling up any minute and snatching you ball-headed.
She's going to cry.
Yeah. Your mother, in one word, how could you summarize what your mother means to you?
My mom's incredible.
Think about Sterling.
Incredible. What she means to you.
She's my everything.
Everything. That's a good answer. Could you imagine coping with life and the difficulties and the hard times without your mom?
No.
It's funny because she raised you in the house you grew up in, the house that built you in a way, like the song says.
Yeah.
And she was the parent, and you were the child, and she was teaching you the world.
Can we just say that my mom's still alive? Like
your mom's still alive.
Yes. Sounds like
thank
she's
God.
Not here.
Thank
from
God.
These questions.
And it's funny in time how it went from this mother-baby, mother-child, mother-daughter relationship where she was there to help you and ease you to now an even friendship partnership where sometimes you're there for her.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you actually teach and inspire her, don't you?
Yeah.
You grew up in this house, the house that built you.
Yeah.
You're an only child.
Yes.
Is that where your mom taught you about boys and life, and you learned about the good times and the bad times and family and loyalty? Is that where you crashed the golf cart? Is that
yes,
where you did all these
yes,
things?
Yes.
Your first heartbreak?
Yes.
Your first love?
Yes.
That house, think about the conversations you and your mom had in that house. Can you remember specific places in the house? Like in your room when she sat you down?
In my room, in her office.
Right. Right.
On the couch.
Right. And so your parents, they moved recently, right?
Just shy of a year ago, yes.
So there's been a little bit of time since they've left that house.
Yes.
And they've built a new house. Tell us about that.
Yes. So my parents moved more towards the west coast of Florida, and they have been building a house, and it should be done within like a month or so. And so my mom had one request for me when their house is all built, and she goes, I would really love that the first night that we stay in the house, that you stay in the house too, because this is our home. Stop looking at me.
Think about Richard Pryor when he lit his hair on fire.
I don't know that.
What are you talking about? She's 26 years old.
He wants to win, and he knows I'm getting sad. Yeah.
Your mother, she text you?
No, it's on the phone.
On the phone.
Yes.
And she said, I have one request.
Yep.
And it's a serious conversation. You guys talk on the phone every day.
Yep, every day. We say good morning, good night, over text, but we talk every day.
Were you expecting this request?
No, we were just having a casual conversation, and she was just giving me like house updates and stuff, and then she told me because they live about 2 hours away, so I do need to like take off or whatnot. So she's like, I just want to give you a heads up that when the house is done, like I have one request from you.
When the house is done, I have one request for you.
Yes.
And what were you thinking at that point?
I had no idea. I know I have to help them move at some point.
So you're afraid it was helping move?
No, I knew it was that.
That involves effort, and you're not a big fan of that.
I was like, what else could it be? We have a lot of stuff to move. So I was not expecting
it. How did she phrase it? What exactly did she say?
She said, the first night that we stay there, that we sleep there, I would like you to be at the house and also sleep there because it's not, it's our home. And she,
Wow.
Yeah. You don't
know. And how did you react to that?
I said I will be there. and then I hung up the phone, or then we like said goodbye, and then I bawled my eyes out crying.
You said I'll be there, and you hung up the phone.
Well, no, I said I'll be there, and then she's like, okay, awesome. Like, that's the only request I have from you.
Why'd you cry?
Because it was just so sweet. My mom is just so, again, like, sweet, and she's my best friend, and I was just not expecting it. Like, it was just a random request.
It's
and
not something that crossed your mind.
No, not at all.
That it would mean that much to her.
Yeah.
Because clearly it means nothing to you.
It means so. It means
everything.
Well,
no, if it meant something to you, you'd have been like, hey, can I stay there the first night?
Right.
Well, I just didn't think of that because, you know, I just didn't think of it. And no, yeah, I was so, I like thought about it when I hung the phone and I just started crying because it was just so sweet. And I don't get to now see my parents as much. So I cherish all that time that I get to see them.
Did it surprise you that that was her request?
Yeah. I was not expecting it.
And you hadn't really thought much about it.
No. It's been like a process for this house being built. So.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because a house is a structure. That's not a home is people.
Mm-hmm.
Home isn't drywall and concrete and lumber. A home is the collection of people. It's your father, it's your mother, it's you, it's your souls in a place together. And it, for her, reminds, takes her to the place of taking you home from the hospital when you're born. When you entered this world, and all those days, you know, when you learned how to tie your shoes, ride a bike, first heartbreak, your first love and all that. I think it's the sweetest thing ever that
right?
she asked you to stay there that first night.
I know.
Are you,
really
now, how are you going to get out of it?
I'm not getting out of it.
You got to work.
That's why I have vacation days.
Will you use a vacation day?
Yeah, I have to, yeah.
How far away do they live?
About 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
I just heard that you can't take vacation. You got blackout dates that you're not allowed to.
When you're there, will you complain that the house is hot or cold?
No, they keep it very good.
Will you complain that your mattress is too soft or too firm?
I might have to sleep on the floor or the couch. So.
Really?
But I'll be fine.
But you think they'll do you like that?
I don't care. I'll sleep on the floor. I'll
dog
wherever.
Bed? Dog bed?
Sure. Anywhere.
I think you should take C-Cat with you just in case it's haunted.
Nope. No.
Just
he's haunted.
Why, I got experience with that?
No,
is that
he's, going to bring the ghost with him.
Yeah.
And then they decide to stay.
Yeah.
That's not what you want. Tina, you didn't cry?
I didn't cry. I have
glad.
To give it to Dean with Richard Pryor's hair on
yes.
fire or whatever. His random right. stuff he was
yes.
saying.
So just to let you know, while we're having this conversation about what your mother means to you and clearly what you mean to her and the idea how important it is to her that you spend the night so you're a family once again together in this first night in this house, Dean allowed you to think about something that you could use to distract you, which was a time that a drug addict, crack cocaine addict, set himself on fire accidentally and burned himself nearly to death and suffered the pain that stayed with the remainder of his life.
Why'd you do that?
So I'm glad that that's what you could use as a vehicle to avoid losing the bet.
I had to win.
Plus
I had to win my $5.
The no cash is on the plus 105. That edition of Story Time with Tina was proudly presented by the Ed Morse Automotive Group. Family owned, family operated Ed Morse Automotive Group. What you drive says a lot. It says a lot about you, what you drive. And if what you're driving has the Ed Morse name on it, it says you expect a lot about your vehicle and from your vehicle as well. Ed Morse doesn't just sell vehicles, they stand behind them. And behind each and every one of the more than 2 million people who drive them, that's why the Ed Morse family owned and operated Ed Morse Automotive Group dealerships. Been in business since 1946, 78 years now. Dedication to customers, dedication to community. When Ed Morse says they got your back, believe them. You are backed by Morse. Ed Morse proudly supports the Miami Dolphins and many other fine organizations here in South Florida. Make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com. That's edmorse.com because you are always backed by Morse. When we come back, it's time to play Dean Thomas Match Game. Wow. Check out. Wow. Check out. Plus, Dean Thomas, a little tribute to the Super Bowl. Las Vegas and Usher, baby.
Oh.
I'm going to stand up for this.
Please.
You stand up?
Yeah.
Oh, to perform?
Mm-hmm.
Dina Oki. We'll get that coming up next. It is the home team on ESPN 106.3.
You're listening to Josh Cohen and the home team. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
Dean Thomas was excited to share with us an amazing revelation. You thought he would have cracked the Da Vinci Code.
It's close, man. This is close.
Wait till you find out.
Close.
As we play Dean Thomas Match Game, wait till you find out what Dean figured out how to do. So the text this morning, and just wow.
Wow.
It's been a, man, it's been a minute. I ain't know how to do this.
No, I probably. Bet. It's pretty complicated. Pretty complicated. We'll tell you what that is coming up in just a second. Plus, Dean is going to pay tribute to the Super Bowl, to Usher, baby, and Las Vegas with little Dean Aoki. His own twist on karaoke, going to pay tribute to Usher.
I got this.
All right. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, they got this. If this is oil changes, faster and cheaper than the dealership where you bought your vehicle, if this is batteries for your vehicles, whether the cars, trucks, SUVs, RVs, jet skis, side-by-sides, golf carts, if this is tires for your vehicles, major and minor service, repair, they do all of it. They're a family-owned business. They are the American dream. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, been the home of honest, reliable service since 1970, with 17 locations, West Palm through the Treasure Coast. They're one of those businesses that have been supporting the community and its people, again, since 1970. That's 50, almost 4 years now. That's how you grow from one location to 17. SLBT, great family-owned business, helping you protect your second biggest investment, your vehicles. SLBT.com, St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. Earlier, Dean was trying to keep Tina from weeping during the story of your mom asking you to sleep over the first night they move into their new home.
Yes.
Which really just means they want you to move stuff. They want
you to help move. Help us move.
We'll all probably be moving things, and then we'll probably, you know, right, once but I'm we're saying situated. That
she's,
I already know that I have to help a lot with the move.
Because she's acting like, you know, like it would mean a lot to her, but really it's just make her come carry stuff.
How can we get her over here?
Because coincidence, like last year when they were moving, it was Honda Classic week. So I couldn't really help with a lot with the move. So she's like, don't you worry when we move into the new house.
We planned it around Cognizant Classic. The Palm Beaches. The new name for the Honda Classic, right?
Yep, we'll be out there.
Dean tried to distract you by talking about Richard Pryor, caught himself, and you had no idea what he's talking about.
No.
Have you ever even seen Richard Pryor do comedy?
No.
Or act in a movie?
I can tell you what he looks like.
Or the incredibly racially insensitive comedy, The Toy?
No.
In which Richard Pryor played a cleaning man in a department store, and the spoiled son of a rich man was told he could buy anything he wanted, and he wanted the black man as a toy? Yeah.
No.
The Toy.
Yep.
I saw it in the theater.
Did you really?
My grandmother.
Oh, man. That's what she took you to see?
That's what I wanted to see. I love Richard Pryor. I was a Richard Pryor fan.
He had some good movies, man. Blue Streak.
Bustin' Loose. Mm-hmm. Stir Crazy.
Stir Crazy.
Silver Streak.
Silver Streak. When I say Blue Streak, that's Martin Lawrence.
Yeah. Silver Streak. With Gene Wilder. We bad.
Yeah, we
that's
bad.
That's right, we
that's
bad.
That's always been my favorite part. We bad.
Richard Pryor is what Dean offered Tina to keep her from crying.
Yeah.
She said, think about Richard Pryor. He was smoking crack cocaine. Mm. There was a fire. He was freebasing, which became crack. He was freebasing cocaine. And he caught himself on fire. He burned himself badly. He had to be hospitalized, nearly died, extraordinarily painful, et cetera, in the midst of his addiction. Dean wanted
Thomas.
You to use it. So I have a theory as to why that came to Dean's mind. I think when Dean is being intimate and he's trying to distract himself.
Richard Pryor.
Now you're laughing, C-Cat. Why?
Because C-Cat thinks the same thing.
No.
I don't know who Richard Pryor is.
Baseball. That's always a thing, right? Think about baseball.
You should think about your hitting performance in college. Mm-hmm. Dean, do you think about Richard Pryor when you
It was the first thing that came to my mind right now.
Okay,
why?
I have no idea
that's
why.
That's not a distraction you use during, you know.
No.
Okay.
I got my own distraction.
Okay.
What is it?
I think about Josh getting slapped in the face.
When I was in college?
Yeah. By Albino Nucci.
No, it's Albino Nucci. Wrong college. He's a buddy of mine. He didn't slap me. C-Cat doesn't know the story.
I know, but just still.
C-Cat didn't know the story. Yeah, I was going home for like Thanksgiving. I want to say vacation. And there was a puddle of water. And there was a dude walking on the sidewalk. And I had a time. I said, I got to smash this. So I hit the puddle. And this dude got drenched. I mean, drenched like he was standing at the base of the dinosaur ride at Universal. And then I looked in the rearview mirror, and I knew that cat. And he was not one to trifle with.
Yeah.
And he was a buddy of mine, but we had been in college for 2 months. You know what I'm saying? This is the middle of November. We got there September. And I was like, oh, man, this is going to be bad. I could tell. I could feel the pit of my stomach. Forgot about it. Got home. You know, you go drinking the night before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, come back Sunday. There's a phone call out in the hallway. And they say, yo, Kid Bucks is for you. Kid Bucks was the nickname I got immediately from lacrosse guys. Anyway, I said, well, hello. And he said, hey, man, we're going to have some drinks tonight. You should come by.
Oh, no.
I knew. He was Long Island guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
I know exactly.
He put it together.
Yeah.
He put two and two together. Son of a gun. And I said, yeah, man, I can't make it. And he said, well, you need to come by and see me. And I said, all right, man, I'll try and do this. He said, no, come see me. Trust me. And I was like, yeah, I got to do this in private. Yeah. So he said, I said, tomorrow morning I had class at 8 a.m. Because you know, you're a freshman, you have a terrible schedule.
Yeah.
I had 8 a.m. geology, where you learn about rock formations.
Sounds like fun.
I'd have rather stayed in that class all day. Because I knew walking out of that class Monday morning, I had to go stop by his dorm. And I was like, oh, but you know, you got to man up, right?
Yeah.
I soaked this dude with a puddle. I mean, soaked on purpose. Right. It wasn't an accident.
On purpose.
Right. So I go to his dorm room because, you know, we drank there Friday nights. So we hung out. But this kid, he was, you know, he's not one to trifle with. And so I didn't, if I knew it was him, I wouldn't have hit the puddle.
Oh, so you didn't.
Okay. I didn't know it was him.
All right.
No. But then when I hit the puddle, I looked in the rearview mirror. I was like, oh no.
I messed up.
So I knock on the door. And then his roommate opened the door. And he's like rubbing the sleep out of his eyes and his hair sticking up. And he gets out of like the bunk bed and he comes down. And so I take a step inside the room. And he's still half asleep. And he just, whap! He just winds up, slaps me across my face.
The first power slap match in history.
And somebody's wallet flew. I don't know if it's his wallet off the desk. The wallet flew. He just, whap! And he said, that's for soaking me with a puddle. I said, yeah, man, I knew what was coming. I said, it wasn't on purpose. And he said, what are you talking about? I said, I didn't know it was you.
Fair play.
He's like, yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I said, yeah, no, you're right. So he said, all right, we're good? I said, he said, yeah, we're good. And my face was throbbing. It was like a cartoon. And so I got to walk back now from his dorm to my dorm because I got hours between my classes. And so I was walking with my head turned to the outside. So, like, I'm glad that he hit me on my right cheek. Because if he hit me on my left cheek, everybody would have seen it.
Yeah. Nobody's seen a handprint on your face.
I'm passing, you know, girls on campus. I'm like, what's up, Kid Box? I'm like, how you doing? And I'm turned away so they can't see that. And I went, got back in bed, took two Advil, laid it in my face like that. And I was like, all right, please, when I wake up, let it be gone. And I woke up and it was gone.
Well, that's what I think about whenever I'm in a jam.
Is what? Me getting slapped? Yeah, you slapped out of my shoes?
Yeah.
He lit me up, dude. Whap.
Yeah.
It was hot, too. My face was all hot for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
I'm glad that amuses you.
It does.
It's a lesson to be learned. Don't be soaking people with your car.
No.
And
karma.
And you got to, you know, face the music.
Face the music.
I could have, you know, been like, nah, dude, I can't come through. Then it just would have happened in public.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You did the right thing by accepting it.
I got to be a stand-up guy.
For sure.
I deserve to get slapped. I'd rather do it there than in the middle of the dining hall. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to have to transfer.
Yeah.
Doing the dining hall. But we wasted a lot of time. A match game with Dean Thomas today is being brought to you by Anna Jean Levine Accident Attorneys. 1-800-747-FREE. 800-747-3733. Dean Thomas texted us and said, quote, yo, I just figured out how to blank. I just figured out how to blank. The hint is it involves food. You think this is pretty revolutionary? You would assume, wouldn't you, Tina?
You would.
You know the answer, though, don't you?
I do.
You know the answer, too, don't you?
Yeah, I'm in that group chat.
Y'all don't have to sound so disappointed in me.
I'm very disappointed.
I got to give credit to John Jenkins, whose legal name is Jupiter Jenkins, because he replied, cook toast. And the reality is, Dean, what did you figure out how to do?
Put toast in an air fryer.
Make toast in an air fryer. So I'm giving the points to Jupiter John Jenkins.
That's dead on.
By the way, John Jenkins, Jupiter, smart guy, I introduced him to Venus years ago at Greece down on Clematis Street. We were there having a little bit of cocktails, a little something to eat. And I was like, oh, by the way, you don't know. I said, Jupiter, this is Venus, Jupiter. And I was like, whoa.
Oh.
I was like, all we need is Mercury Morris from the Dolphins. We got half the solar system figured out. Congratulations on figuring out how to make toast.
Because I always messed it up.
So how did you do that? did you turn it on?
I turned it up. That's
did you
the
hit
problem.
The toast button?
Is there a toast button in for your air fryer?
I have no idea. But
no. There were definitely no toast button.
You know what he did? He put a piece of bread in there and he turned it on.
Yeah.
Basically, but I turned the heat up.
But what is so revolutionary about
it? I don't know, man. I would always mess it up.
See, Cap?
Yeah, I don't understand. It's the first thing I made in my air fryer was toast, so I didn't have to buy a toaster.
Well, the first thing you made was a mess, and the second thing you made probably was toast. By the way, Anajan Levine, Accident Attorneys, 1-800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Car accidents, truck accidents, slip and fall, trip and fall. My friends Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine will fight for you. They don't get paid unless you get paid. They will fight to get you the maximum compensation that you deserve. Maybe you got injured making toast in an air fryer.
Never know.
Call Anajar and Levine. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine and the Anajar and Levine difference. Take just one phone call to take back control of your life. Take back control of your life. Call 800-747-FREE. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys to take back control of your life. It bothers me, Tina, that Dean Thomas, who, by the way, is a longtime friend of mine, only and always gets joy thinking about me getting slapped out of my shoes Monday morning. Huh?
You in pain.
I mean, it was, dude, he slapped the hell out of me. My ears were ringing like a concussion. Why does that make you so happy?
I can envision the whole scenario.
Why does it bring you joy?
I don't know. Just the whole thing brings
it's
me joy.
It's messed up. It brings you joy.
Yeah.
2 minute warning is next. Your mama jokes. Head to head. Cringe. You and C-Cat. That'll bring me joy. That's next. Home team, ESPN 106.3.
You're listening to Josh Cohen and the Home Team. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
Back live on ESPN 106.3. Don't forget on our new YouTube channel, ESPN West Palm Play, where you can watch us. We're now a television video program on top of our worldwide radio show. Big time now, huh?
Big time.
Big time.
On TV.
Brain Matters Research reminding you that memory disease can start 15 to 20 years before symptoms occur. Keep your independence. Be independent. Don't rely on others. If you're under the age of 50, I need you to tell the people above 50. And if you are above 50, remember, you should be getting memory screenings as part of your annual routine checkups anyway. They're going to give you an absolutely no cost to you whatsoever, quick, easy little memory screening. And if, by the way, there's some issue, you could participate in the study that they're doing. Two new groundbreaking FDA-approved treatments for Alzheimer's show the ability to stabilize progression and even restore some issues. By the way, anything that they do, whether it's x-rays, CT scans, MRIs, blood work, nothing is going to cost you a cent. You don't need insurance, nothing. It's all covered. You see, they're curing these issues. They're dealing with, they're solving these problems. In fact, you might even be compensated for your time and travel if you're participating in the study. They're wonderful people. It's amazing work. They have offices in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. I want you to go to memoryscreeningsflorida.com. Memoryscreeningsflorida.com, plural. If you've ever lost someone that you love to dementia and its leading form Alzheimer's, you know you don't ever want to see that again, and you most certainly do not want that for yourself. It used to be nothing could be done. Now lots can be done. But you got to know what's up. Go to memoryscreeningsflorida.com for Brain Matters Research. Do it today. Send the people you love that are 50 and over to get the screening. Brain Matters Research, making your memories matter. Time now for the Championship of Cringe Dad Joke Daily. It's a Yo Mama battle between Dean Thomas and Christian Cat. I said between Dean Thomas and Christian Cat. Whoa. What is going on? Dean, you go first.
See, Cat, your mama so skinny, she swallowed a meatball. Everybody thought she was pregnant.
What? You thought that was funny? I'm laughing at that?
Yeah,
a little bit. Low this show goes?
Yeah.
Lowbrow humor?
See, Cat, go ahead.
Your mama's so sweet that I kissed her cheek. And I got diabetes. Thanks.
Thanks. He said thanks.
Well, at least both our jokes involve food.
What's yeah, what was the thanks for? Why was the thanks necessary?
You could have easily not laughed, but they laughed. Actually, you couldn't have easily not laughed. That was a hilarious joke.
Could have easily not left. All right. Okay. Music, please. We're inside the 2-minute warning, which is being presented by ESPN West Palm Play. Subscribe on YouTube. It's free. You can watch all of us every day, including LaVica, Theo, and Stone. Well, at least LaVica and Stone. Theo's on his honeymoon, I guess,
yeah,
right?
He's back in this week.
It's a good week to get married. Super Bowl week. Yeah. Missed that. And
oh, I know, right?
Good for him. Theo. There's only one Theo. Coming up next. What is coming up next? Oh, Freddie and Harry, then Amber and Ian. We got Heat and Bucks tonight from Milwaukee. That's right.
Good game.
It's boosted, by the way, in Hard Rock Bet, just in case you're wondering. We're back tomorrow at 4. Kids, remember, every day above ground
is a good day.
Say goodnight to the bad guy.
Good night, bad guy.
Have a great night. Be safe, be smart. Home team time, just about 6 p.m.